life is too complicated. Who would have thought it? I mean, I used to do scientific study. Oh, you didn't know I was a doctor? Yep. Every day I'd scream, these hands have been touched by a God. Every day I'd study the human condition, and you know what fascinated me most? The brain. The human brain. In essence, that little rascal is responsible for everything that happens to us. From our motor skills to what we think to what we ultimately do. The brain, a gift or a curse? I delivered many a paper like that. Well, at Blum in general, I was renowned for having developed a rather unusual investigative technique. When I had a patient on my table, and there was some confusion as to the diagnosis, I'd open the top of his head and actually remove the brain. You see, our examination of the brain has always been limited by access. Parts of it have never been seen in a living individual. What I would do is I would take the brain out, remove it completely from the cranial cavity, and thereby I would be able to study it on my table. I'd shove an air hose in the back of it and keep it alive, and I'd be able to actually pour through the piano lessons to actually see the deviations, the aberrations. And in so doing, I'd be able to make my diagnosis and then reinsert the brain in the skull and sew up the patient. I had a success rate that was second to none. But one day, I had this guy's brain out, and I'm sitting there at my table looking at it all, saying, I go walking back into the operating room, and the guy's gone. There's an empty gurney there. I'm looking around. Where the hell is he? I look out the window. I look down the hallway. Gone. And I'm holding his brain. I thought there's going to come up with some way they're going to find this guy sprawled in the hallway or downstairs. I screamed. I got on the intercom. I described the man. No sign of him. What could I do? I put the brain on ice. I tagged it with his name and last known address and forgot about it. Well, one day, 6 years later, I was sitting in my office when I happened to glance up, and there standing in the doorway was the man who'd left his brain behind. I said, jumping Jiminy Cricket, buddy, where you been? He said, well, I got elected to Congress. I've been in Washington for the last 6 years.